Yeah, so it's for anybody, and now is the time. And now I think what COVID's done is health has become at the top, which I love, and the wellness and how do we do it. And we've created it so simply for the children, the families, the communities, to be able to come together and heal our planet and heal themselves.
Welcome to the Plant-Based DFW Podcast Weekly Show with Dr. Riz and Maya, a show broadcasted from the Dallas-Fort Worth area that focuses on lifestyle medicine. This is the use of evidence-based lifestyle therapeutic approaches, such as a whole food plant-based diet, regular physical exercise, adequate sleep, and stress management to treat, prevent, and oftentimes reverse lifestyle-related chronic diseases that are all too prevalent. Every week, they feature a guest who speaks on one of these lifestyle medicine pillars. This show is for you, the person who is seeking to improve your overall wellness and quality of life. So whether you are driving, walking, or relaxing at home, we hope this show will provide you one more tool for your wellness toolbox. Let's meet today's podcast guest.
Jill Steinbeck has been described by the media as a one-woman business dynamo, America's healthy mom, and a national sensation. Steinbeck serves as the executive director of Shape Up Us. Jill was awarded a Community Leadership Award from the President's Council on Fitness, Sports, and Nutrition for exemplary service and dedication to improving the lives of others by promoting and fostering opportunities for participation in fitness, sports, and nutrition programs. Steinbeck, who has worked in the health and wellness industry for more than 35 years as a personal trainer, educator, and lifestyle guru, has sold more than 2 million books that educate consumers to change their lifestyle by making positive choices through proper nutrition, exercise, and healthy living. She has been a spokesperson teaching health and wellness throughout the country. Jill is passionate about building a healthier future for children. She says that her passion is to change the face of education as we know it today, bringing a healthy wellness curriculum into every school and homeschool, starting in grades kindergarten through the sixth grade. She believes every child is entitled to a great start. The Hip Hop Healthy Heart for Children, a healthy literacy education curriculum that encompasses the whole child and empowers our youth and our educators as leaders. This program provides our children with the tools to flourish and be resilient, to guide our children to blossom into their full potential, mentally, physically, and emotionally. This program is the solution to lifestyle and behavioral changes. Her latest program, Clap for Health, is a fundraiser and an innovative solution to bring in wellness, fitness, and mindfulness into people's lives. The benefits of clapping are based on the acupressure theory, and this is why many children and adults love to clap. It makes you happy. Now, for this curriculum, the Hip Hop Healthy Heart for Children curriculum, she is offering our listeners the curriculum free of charge. All you have to do is contact her, visit her website at shapeupus.org, and let her know that you heard about her on our podcast, the Plant-Based DFW Podcast Show. The curriculum can be implemented in the classroom, also by PE and wellness coaches, after school programs, and at camps. She also tells us about her health and wellness expos, these events that happen throughout the year in 16 different cities. The first one starts on May 1st here in the Dallas area. I will include a link. So if you know anyone who can benefit from these kind of obstacle courses for children, let them know about it so that they can register. And also there's a Shape Up Summit that Jill has put together, and that one starts on May 17th. I will include the link as well. I hope that you can share this episode with anyone who has children, whether it's a parent, a teacher, a friend of yours. Let them know about the program and about all the benefits of how we can promote wellness to children. That includes physical exercise, nutrition, and financial literacy. So I hope you enjoy this episode.
Welcome, Jill.
Thanks for having me.
I was wondering if we can start with lifestyle medicine.
Yes, of course.
You're part of the American College of Lifestyle Medicine's Women's Health Interest Group.
Well, I'm actually on about five of them. I like them all, and they all fit into everything that we're doing. Susan Benegas is a dear friend of mine. She's been ever, and we're both from St. Louis. And we did health and wellness events together, and then now she's on our Shape Up board. So all of her passions, and, you know, we try to help each other and support each other. But with the women's group, I just thought it was so important because we really address, we're a train-the-trainer model of everything that we do. And so we teach the educator or parent, they teach the child teaches back into the home. And then we do these amazing health and wellness events. So it's a circle of wellness that becomes sustainable. And in my mind, when we start with the children, they know no different. My kids know no different, you know, and they are, it's great because they went in their own ways of educating. I always joke, my daughter, she's a pediatric cardiologist, and went that route. And my son, he's just a fitness buff. And we always used to joke because every fraternity friend of his was in shape, you know, so it didn't matter how your kids do as kids see. And so if you're active in your house and live, like we were talking before this, I meditate every day, you know, and they see you doing these things, they know no different. So the women's group was so important because I wanted to try to work with everyone and learn what they're doing and share what we're doing to see what synergies and collaborations we could do.
Definitely, to bring resources together. Your mission is to help others achieve greater health through nutrition, exercise, and you believe in nourishing the mind, the body, and the spirit. In terms of all the areas where you serve and contribute, it's really lifestyle medicine.
Lifestyle medicine. And I'm also a homeopathic practitioner. Everybody has a story. If we can get to that story, whether it's a child or an adult, it doesn't matter. That's how they have to heal from the inside out. And so to me, I'm a big puzzle person. And so to me, everybody's a piece of puzzle. And how do we put that life together or make it richer and more exciting and more resilient? And I feel you have to work with the mind, the body, the spirit, financial, all of it is shaping up us.
Yes, definitely. In preparation to have this conversation with you, I put on some music and started dancing, kind of female empowerment kind of music, because I said, I need to keep up with you, Jill. You have so much energy and you've done so much throughout your life. You talked about everybody kind of having a story, and I heard a story that you shared, and I was hoping our listeners can hear it as well, because it reminds me of a time in high school when I also tried out to be a cheerleader. And then that didn't work out for me, but I definitely found ways to be part of something else that was meaningful to me. So what happened when you were a cheerleader and then one particular year didn't make the team?
Well, it was quite interesting because a school just opened up and it was the middle school for the area. They had just built it and I became cheerleader for that. And that was like seventh, eighth grade. And then went into high school, which this particular district, the same school district, but didn't have the school for high school. So we had to go to another one. And, you know, the competition was real. And I tried and worked at it. And, you know, it was just quite interesting. And I didn't make it in ninth grade and then tried that much harder. So I did make it in 10th and 11th and 12th. But it gave me the goals for life to be the cheerleader for other people, including myself. You know, if you came into my home, it's so zen. You know, I've got signs on Serendipity and Angel Street and, you know, Prosperity Street, and just they're all over my door. And just to be your own cheerleader, because there is no one else that's an advocate for you, you know, and you're so blessed to be able to be that advocate or help someone else. My real story is that I say to people, if you just have that one person that believes in you, your life's magical, you know, and who is that person, whether it's your parent, your sister, your brother, your friend, you know, or someone you don't even know that just comes into your life because it's serendipity. And that's so with the cheerleading, that's what I do and take them through those steps. And it's the same with the kids with my Hip Hop Healthy Heart program for children. We built it so that we're their cheerleaders to help them become more resilient, happier, healthier children to adults and that transition.
Yes. And I've seen, you said a little while ago that you trained the trainer, and I've seen videos of you actually working with educators and getting them excited. It's almost like the child in them comes out as well.
It's so fun. So just a story about myself. My father lived with me for the last 2.5 years of his life. And I also lived in his assisted living for a while because he was macular degeneration blind and then very hard of hearing deaf. And so I was kind of his ears and his advocate to be able to do this. But what I learned, if I didn't work with kids, all seniors are just big kids. And they had this amazing, wonderful story to share about their lives and how they saw themselves in their use and what was their cheerleading moment, you know? And so I loved it. So I always say that, you know, we all have that kid inside of us and we have got to play. And I was telling you before this, I'm now addicted to pickleball. And, you know, every day after I'm done working, and I'll start at 3:30 in the morning with work. And by 5 o'clock, I shut this computer off and I go play with my friends. I let off all this steam and run like a crazy woman. And at the same time during the day, in the middle part of the day, I'll meditate every day for a minimum of 30 minutes to calm myself, to zen myself, what I call my favorite word, and bring myself back to where I am to be the best that I can be.
Yes. And this all, I mean, we have your story of cheerleading, but your entire life has been about health and wellness. You've been featured on other shows as well. You know, you talk about the importance of superfoods. You talk about the importance of exercise. My goodness. And it has helped you throughout life to maintain a good level of energy, hasn't it?
It has. Now, I'll tell you a cute story because how I really got into this was when I went to Arizona State University, and you got to picture this. There's 10 guys on a wall and they're holding up numbers as you pass with what they think you are. I was about 30 pounds over than I am. I enjoyed my beer outside and having a great time. And I was like, oh my God, you know, I got to start looking at a healthier lifestyle. And so I tried every really quote unquote diet there was around that what was the best fit for me and my body and my lifestyle and to be able to give me the energy that I wanted to have to do all these wonderful things. And it all boiled down to now today is plant-based. And I call it plant nutritious because there's vegan, there's plant-based, there's plant nutritious. And I choose eating from the ground. I wrote one of my cookbooks is on satiety foods, foods that fill you up, that make you satisfied. And that's what plant nutritious is. So we call it Think Outside the Lunchbox is the name of the book. And it's 250 plant-based nutritions that's all plant nutritious. And life is about thinking outside the lunchbox. And that's why I love the title because I had to get people thinking differently with eating healthier and moving their body and starting to meditate because it takes 21 days to make a habit and 30 days to make a lifestyle change. And I have to tell you, those 30 days to your audience, it's tough, you know, and you really have to be your own cheerleader with it. After that 30 days, it's a lifestyle that you're like, why haven't I lived this all my life? Where have I been?
So now you kind of understand that if we can get to children at a younger age, they themselves can then set themselves up for a better life than a lot of us had.
They'll know to live this way, and this is the life that they were brought up with. Mm-hmm. I wrote a book, one of my books called What's Eating You? It's Not About Food. And it's 10 steps of the inner you of why people stuff themselves. You know, that it's not about the food. So why are we overeating and what's this, what are we doing? So we have to come back and ground ourselves, whatever that takes, and get out in the earth, meditate, do all those whole people things to be and feel the best that we can.
Your Shape Up Us, your 501c, that's been in place for how long, 11 or 12 years?
Oh, we're in our 12th year. Isn't that crazy? And that's also a cute story. You got to be careful what you wish for because we were doing our first health and wellness event and we're around a circle, around a board. And I walked in that day and I don't know why I said, I want a nonprofit. I want to Shape Up Us from the inside out. And by the end of the meeting, one of our key sponsors says to me, well, Jill, I have a nonprofit and I'm not really using it. And I'd like to gift this to you, change the name, change what you need. We have pretty much the same mission. And I looked up into the sky and I just said, okay, God, what do you want? And so I do believe you gotta, when you speak it out loud, it's coming. Look out.
How was that initially when you got started? Shape Up Us is, there are various programs that you run under your 501.
Yeah, so I was really, to tell you the truth, I was discombobulated. I had no idea what to do with this. And through meditating, it, to me, life comes through me, not to me. I started planting the seeds of what to do, good terminology for this webinar. And we did awareness, education, and action. So we wanted to make people aware, what does that look like? We wanted to give them education, what does that look like? And we wanted to have action behind it, because if you don't take action, you're the same person you were yesterday. And so our awareness we did was health and wellness events for the community to come together for free. And we bring in this amazing Ninja Warrior obstacle course for the kids, all kinds of different boosts from the community dealing with our 8 modules of education. So it all ties in together. Inflatables, huge 60-inch balls they could play with, DJ, plant nutritious foods that they can try, contests with hula hoops and tug of war. So it's just a day to come play and find that what I call aha moment to take home, whether you're the child or the parent. And what do I like and what do I want to try? And now we're in 16 cities with this. So it's really great. And we're just starting back up. COVID definitely put us a damper on that. And but we're coming back strong this year, starting in July and going all the way through December. And you could take a peek at any locations, or if you would like to have one in your city, please just contact me so we can make that happen. Did you have any questions with that part of it?
I remember hearing you were in 3 or 4, but now you're up to 16 cities. So I guess people just contact you. Is there some sponsorship that's involved?
Yeah, so there's a sponsorship level. We're totally sponsorship driven. And people could come in through Boost or our presenting sponsor, or however best fits them in their budget. But for the audience, it's free.
Yes. It's similar to kind of the walks that we do.
Yes. Yes.
So you're going to get that started again, July through December. They come out and they participate.
Yep. So we're starting in Denver in July and then go to St. Louis and then just all through the United States till we get to Phoenix in November and Tampa in December. So all the way through.
Any chance you're coming through Dallas?
We are coming to Dallas. Actually, I was just talking to a corporate sponsor just a minute ago. Dallas is, I'll tell you when, hold on. We are coming to Dallas and we're very excited about it. Dallas is, actually we start with Dallas May 1st.
It's exciting. I'm going to have to promote this.
Yep. So I will send you information and everything so you can take a peek. And as I say, we'll have it on our website. It's all there when you go to the events, and you can see some of the, when you first come to our website, you'll see what it looks like. It's just a video that's totally like, I want to go there. So you can take a peek, and then I'll let you know more about it for sure and share all the cities. So thank you.
You're going to talk about the educational component of that?
So this is really my heart and soul. My story with education is I had a real challenge in education myself. And in elementary school, I was one of those kids, which we didn't know what it was at that time, where I couldn't read. And I had a really had a hard time challenged. And in fifth grade, I actually flunked spelling. Well, in those days, you know, you were stood up in front of the class, and when you didn't do it right, you had to sit down. So let's talk self-esteem here. You know, that was pretty bad. When I decided to create this curriculum, it was mainly because for people to learn in all 5 senses, so they learn the way that they need to learn. It wasn't just about the book. Some people learn by listening to music. Some people learn they have to touch it. I have to see it. I have to hear it at the same time. So when we created this curriculum and the resources, it taught children and adults in all 5 senses, which made a huge impact. And everyone, no one is left behind. Everyone learns. And we picked 8 modules, and they're really cool. So the first one, you meet Dr. Beat, and you learn all about your body. You know, as a teacher, that you've got to learn the whys, what's, where's, how's, you know, all those questions. And we wanted to let them know, if you keep your body healthy, what happens to it. So we share all about that. The second module is called Get Down the Pressure. This is what we were talking about before. It's on meditation, why sleep is important. It actually has the first homeopathic curriculum ever offered in schools on just acute care so that people can say, well, I sprained my ankle, what do I need? So we work with a lot of nurses in schools for that. The third module is on nutrition, and this is the first plant-based curriculum ever offered. Under that umbrella, we have the power of water and the power of minerals. Then we go to exercise. Exercise, we have yoga, stretching, anaerobic, aerobic, but we also created our own movement, which I'll share in a minute, but it's called Clap for Health. When you clap your hands, you get happy, healthy, and active. And your hands, like reflexology, have 28 acupressure points. Create their own movement. We have created a dance, a line dance, and a song, but they can create their own program, and they get 15 minutes in our curriculum. They create this movement of clapping, then they've got to teach the other kids. The next module is dental health, but we do it a little differently. And dental health is tied into the heart. So our whole program is heart healthy. And why do you need to floss? What does that have to do with the heart? You know, and so we educate them all that. The next one is on finances. My goal, which would be so cool, that probably not in my lifetime, but maybe my children's lifetime, that we didn't have low income because they learned about money. And we're one of the first programs on K through third. We also have the 4 through 6, but some of the financial institutes will teach on financing and money into the schools. The next one is on, it's a great one. It's called Hip and Happy. It's all about your emotions, to teach children they can be happy, they can be sad, they can be angry. But how do we become resilient, and what do we do with that feeling inside us? And then underneath that, on the bonus, the power of the word. I think a lot of people have forgotten what that means when they say they give their word. You know, now everything's about a contract, but contracts doesn't mean anything anymore today to me. You know, it's the power of that word. What did you say? And so let's stick to that. That's ethics. And then we do bullying and also pets. And with pets, we do unconditional love and responsibility. And our last module, sustainability. And we took the first 7 in, and this one's giving back to the earth, and let's keep our earth healthy for our generations and generations of the planet. Yeah. So it's a really fun, and we tie that exercise or that curriculum and those 8 modules into every health and wellness event that we have. All of those people that come out with the boosts are part of that curriculum so they can learn about it. And right now we're partnering with a variety of different states. We'll be in 34 states in over 14,000 schools. And what I say to you is, anybody that is listening now and would like this for free, I'd love to donate that to them. So all they need to do is contact me, and I'll be glad to do that, whether you're a teacher or a parent.
Wonderful. Thank you for that. I love the entire program. If I were a parent, I would want my child to have all of this education. These are components that sort of need to be taught at a young age. There's the financial, the dental, the sustainability, the caring for our animals and the planet. I mean, those are all things that our children are naturally open to when they're younger, right? It's just that we don't necessarily foster those things.
Absolutely. And they really love it. And they like to go home and talk about it. And the way we did it was, when they do a worksheet or take something home, we like the parents to sign it so they take a look. And the reason we K through sixth grade is because they're still working with parents. You know, you get to the middle school and they're like off on their own, and you can't spread that family word as much.
You must have a team of people who really contribute to all of this education here.
I have a great team of board members, which is great. So their job is to introduce me to people, and which is how we met. So it's great, you know. It's definitely, it's a village that comes together that makes this happen. My newest, so I'll go one more step first. Our action part, which is really neat, is we created the clapping program, and it's actually a fundraiser. So any school, any sports team, or any wellness, employee wellness can can start clapping, pledge base. They can go to shapeupus.org and it will direct you to clap4health.com. And it gives you a whole packet to follow in a 6 weeks program. And they can raise money and they get 50% of all the money that they earn to do whatever they want or give back to a nonprofit of their own. And then for the other 50%, ShapeUp gives the curriculum to a school district for free. So it's a win-win-win for everybody. And that's what we want. And we want everybody to start clapping. We are looking in 2021 to make it an international movement. So anybody that's listening that would like to help us, that would be excellent.
To help support your organization, just go to that website. I'll have a link for that as well.
Yeah, perfect. And then we created, which goes with your walk with the doc. I've contacted them and I'm working with some people in Colorado with that. We created a walking program. It's called Eat Right More. And we're the first plant nutrition in there. And we did partner with ACLM to use their new plates that they did last November. So in the cookbooks, we have the first ACLM plate. And then in our walking program, we have the children's plate. So very exciting about that. And those are our two programs.
Those two organizations promote physical exercise and nutrition, but you kind of driving a little bit more the plant-based component of it. Wow, I'm looking forward to all of these programs.
Well, I got one more that I'm going to share that my newest venture, and you're the first to hear about it. So I partner with a gentleman, his name's Obi. Obi is a creator, writer, brilliant mind behind a new TV show that's coming out. So any of your viewers that want to learn more, it's called Juice Bar. So if you've seen the show Cheers, where they all hang out at a bar, all zen. So it's a multi-ethnical, character-driven, magical comedy about our planet and our global quest for health. And ShapeUp, all the monies we raise through this or sponsorships through this juice bar and working with Obi and the juice bar go right back into the schools and the education.
So when can we look forward to this show coming up?
Well, we're hoping the fall of 2021. That's our goal. I'll put it out there. <That's> Right now, it's going to be seen on Plant Based Network. Are you familiar?
I am. You go to the website, Plant Based Network, and it's like its own channel or its own kind of network with various channels of cooks, chefs, and people that are really sharing other programs on being healthy and plant-based.
Yes, and they now have a magazine out, and they're starting. We're starting under our umbrella of the hip-hop program, children's shows. And then, as you say, they have cooking, but they have all kinds of lifestyle, same as lifestyle shows to help in all areas of your life.
I've also read on your website, I printed out your nice flyer on the Healthy Heart program for children. So this program is also available for parents who may homeschool.
Yes, you know, and you talk about the rainbow, you know, so we did have the events that completely closed down. But when we started with the hip hop program, I mean, we started a couple years ago with that, but through COVID, you know, getting into these 14,000 schools, we would not have done if it wasn't for online ready whole child social emotional wellness curriculum. And yes, so we're now working with companies that get them into their employee wellness and all of their families, getting into homeschools throughout international. We just partnered with Plant-Based Canada, so we're very excited about that. And they're introducing it to their schools. We work with different places throughout the United States, Action for Kids, Alliance for Healthier Generations. So, but anybody can use it. Yes.
Yeah. So anybody can go then on the website and obtain this training, this education for their children. What I was going to comment about that is you just said it, you know, 2020 having been a very difficult year and children really struggling with not socializing as much. Maybe there's some stress that the family overall was going through. This is sort of this is a great program really for any family, isn't it?
Yeah. So it's for anybody. And now is the time. And now I think what COVID's done is health has become at the top, which I love. Mm-hmm. And the wellness and how do we do it? And we've created it so simply for the children, the families, the communities, To be able to come together and heal our planet and heal themselves.
I saw one of the educators that you trained say really positive things about this. And I often wonder, having been a teacher at one point, if sometimes they feel like, oh, another program, yet another thing to bring into the classroom. But this one kind of involves the educators as well.
So I love it because they really, what I hear back the most is the educators bring it into their families. You know, so not only do they get this to bring to their kids in the classroom or online, they're bringing it back to their families to change their families, which they didn't know was there. So that's been very rewarding. We also partnered with, which is very exciting, a lot of the PE teachers throughout the United States, because they were looking for material on health and wellness to do online. And so that was just great synergies. The right place, right time. And on our website, if people want to see what people have written, there's a section of 10 states of executive directors through Shape America affiliates, why they partnered with us, why they want this in every one of their schools in their states.
Well, congratulations on growing this to this level with so many resources and so many people participating. This particular program is now in 16 cities and growing. I'm hesitant to ask what's next because I think you're still in the process of building more. So
the next step when we get this on Juice Bar and we start, you know, because people, a lot of people like TV and things like that. So we'll have the online component, the TV component. I do want to do a TV show with, we created it. You'll see on our website all these phenomenal characters, and we're going to do a contest naming these characters. And then bringing them to life to everybody, whether it's television, books, a variety of ways that we have envisioned for 2021-22. So just everything becomes, it's just so exciting.
So you have a summit that's coming up?
So we're doing a Shape Up Summit on the Plant-Based Network. And it starts May 17th, and we'll have 21 speakers. So we're very excited, and it's for 7 days. And would love for you to join us, and I will absolutely send you information link, but it's shapeupsummit.com. And you'll be able to go to the link and be able to see it on the Plant-Based Network.
Okay, wonderful. I'll find the link. And I always promote these kind of summits when they come up because they're so resourceful for people.
And we have some really phenomenal, they go along with our curriculum in all 8 of the modules with different speakers. Okay. So it's very fascinating.
It's going to be fun.
Yes. Yes. I'll send you information for sure. And I'm grateful for you. Thank you. Think outside the lunchbox and you never know what happens.
Is there anything else that you would like to share with our listeners? Maybe some tips on just themselves if they don't have children. How can they get started towards a better path towards wellness?
The first idea that comes to mind is get outside and walk. And if it's cold where you are, because I get it, there's been a yucky winter, and I'm in Scottsdale, Arizona, so I get it. I don't understand. I would buy a mini trampoline.
Oh, yes, yes.
And I'd put it in front of TV and I'd watch a 30-minute show, whether it's the news, if that's what you want to watch, or you want to watch a sitcom, or you want to watch something on Netflix, or, you know, a movie. And my trick of trade is when I have an exercise room and I'll watch a movie in there, but I can't finish the movie until I go back in and start exercising again. So it gets me excited about going in. But there's just this high of energy being grounded outside, I do believe. So whether you like to run or pickleball or tennis or, you know, walk, it doesn't matter. Move your body, start slow. So I want to say that again, start slow. My dad, when he moved here at 90 years old, I started in 5 minutes. And by the time we were done, he was up to 50 minutes to an hour of walking. And changed him to a plant nutritious program. Wow. And completely changed his life. So, but we started at 5 minutes. And then every other day, build up a minute. Less is more. Take time for yourself and listen. You know, we all have the intuitiveness, but we don't stop to listen. And I promise, I always say to the universe, I promise if you tell me twice, I'm going to listen. Because sometimes the first time I'm too fast. But by the third time, you know, you don't know what happens. You didn't listen, you know. So stop and listen. As they always say, smell the roses. And don't beat yourself up. You know, it was so funny playing pickleball today. A great tip that I learned, I try to learn an aha moment every day. And my aha moment today was when my friend said, and she said, bad me, when she missed a ball, she says, bad ball. And I went, I love it. It's not about me. Take that out.
That's right. I think being gentle with oneself, having compassion, that is so important, especially if some of us didn't grow up being athletic or very physically active. I so agree with you to start gently. My mom went plant-based just in the last couple of years. She found a walking buddy in her community, and they get out early because my mom is an early riser, so they get out early and do a little walk. And she's been telling me, you know, we're walking a little bit more, and we're walking a little bit more. And because she has had strokes, I do want her to be careful. I don't want her to hurt herself, you know. So I love that message of, you know, just do a little bit at a time. I think movement in general is better than not having movement. And you know, Jill, I sit a lot when I'm interviewing, I'm editing, I'm answering emails. I just kind of stop what I'm doing and I go to the treadmill, which is next door in our other bedroom, and I'm walking, you know, because I sit for long periods of time and I don't necessarily enjoy sitting for long periods. Or I get up and I do laundry. I get up and I start cooking and I come back. But I try to not sit for long periods of time.
It doesn't do us good. And our mind is so much smarter. I mean, they're bringing all this equipment into classrooms now. There's a lot of companies, you know, that have that so that they learn better. When I went through school, I walked in a treadmill to study, you know, so that my mind was quick and thinking much better than when I sat and read, I'd be sleeping.
You know, I have found that when I do cycle, when I get on my bicycle and go around the lake or something, all these, what you just said, all these ideas come in. Creativity really kicks in. And I come back home motivated, like, okay, got to write this down. So it's been so motivating to speak with you, to learn about you and how you have really spent your life cheerleading people. You're encouraging people. Now you're working with children. You've worked with children for quite a while, but you're really bringing that into the classroom, into our homes, and now to various cities in person. So it's amazing work that you're doing.
Thank you. And the last thing I'll tell your audience is that each one of you is a gift. And you were brought on this earth because you have a gift different than someone else. And to hone into that and share it and really count the gratitude, the blessings that you have every single day. I know we all go through tough times and we do have that story. But if we can find more positive and more gratitude comes our way and say, think in the moment, like somebody will say, how are you today, Jill? And I'll say, well, right now, today's good. You know, but if we think to the future, that's when we worry and we find fear. And so if we come back to that present as in now, I'm okay right now. This second, I'm okay. And who knows what the next will bring. You can't, you don't want to manifest it. So why even think it? Just think positive and grateful.
So in terms of social media and your website, what's the best way for people to continue to learn more about you and support your work?
So my website's shapeupus.org, shapeupus.org. Anyone is welcome to email me at J-Y-L, I spelled Jill, J-Y-L, at shapeupus.org. If you would like the curriculum, as I mentioned, through the month of March, which is Nutrition Month, I would love to give it to any one of your viewers, listeners that would like the program, no matter whether you're a mom, an employee, or an educator, it doesn't matter, you're going to love it. And if you email me, then I can send you a special code that you can download it for free. The value, so you know, is $800 per person. So jump on it, I say, you know. Think outside the lunchbox and start doing it. I think it'll rock your world. As I always say, my favorite is your rock star. And I'm here for you. I'll be the one person that you need. So let me know how I can best support you.
Yes, wonderful. Thank you for this gift. I'll make sure to, again, include all of that information for our listeners. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing all that you're doing, Jill.
God bless. Thank you for allowing me the time and pleasure meeting you. And I look forward to next ventures, thinking outside the lunchbox.
Thank you, Jill. Have a great day.
Bye, you too.
Well, there you have it, guys. Wasn't that an awesome conversation with Jill? I learned about so many resources that are available for both adults and children. Make sure to check the links below. She did mention that her program will be coming through Dallas in May, and the summit will also be happening in May. Also, Jill mentioned that if you email her, you will get a discount code to the curriculum that's available. It's an $800 value that she's giving to our listeners. So I hope you take advantage of that and help promote this kind of program that is so good to get children on the right track. So thanks again for listening.
You've been listening to the Plant-Based DFW podcast show. If you like our content, please like, share, and leave a review. Our goal is to provide quality episodes to help support the community.